views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Dr. Julie Show, all things connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System, is a transformative hit show that will explore the interconnection between ourselves, our community, and our world. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers to explore innovations and what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Now here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello, this is Dr. Julie Kroll, and you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. Hey, stay with us for this next hour as we explore our interconnected lives. And we're going to talk a lot about relationships. Every Tuesday right here on the Dr. Julie Show, we have some of the world's leading visionaries and experts helping you to explore your connection to self, spirit, nature, community, and all things working in the world. And speaking of what's working, imagine a new model of relational interaction that provides practical ideas for creating a future that works for everyone. Imagine entering into conscious, intentional agreements with your spouse, friends, coworkers, and community, and shifting into a culture of collaboration, co-creation, and cooperation. Imagine a world where every voice is honored and heard, where differences of opinions are welcomed and valued, and all decision-making comes from the collective field, collective intelligence, the collective genius. Imagine a group discernment process that yields to the field and allows the whole to lead the group forward. We are talking about moving from the me way in relationships to the we way. And I invite you to take a few deep breaths and bring your awareness into this moment. Open your mind, connect with your heart, and get ready to expand into your greatest potential when it comes to relationships while I introduce our guest, Wendy Foxworth. Wendy has spent 25 years as a spiritual teacher and a relationship coach studying the evolution of human behavior. She's worked as a public school teacher, executive director of a nonprofit, a minister of a very large church, business manager, organizational development consultant, and the owner of a relationship coaching business. After a painful experience as a Christian minister in a growing 300-member church, learning that the me way, traditional command, control, and blaming relationship model doesn't foster long-term, peaceful, and productive relationships, she discovered the we way methodology. She has shared the We Way with people from all walks of life. She currently works as owner of Foxworth We Way Coaching and Consulting Services and as the director of the Center for Consciousness Education in Albuquerque. And she's just released this book this last year, Co-Creating Good Healthy Relationships. We're going to talk so much about the Me Way to the We Way. Welcome, Wendy.
Thank you, Julie. Wow. That was wonderful. You put that together very well.
Oh, thank you. It's easy. It's easy to put it together when we've got all this good stuff right in front of us.
Absolutely.
You know what? I can't wait to jump into the show because I just had a huge weekend that I'm going to share with you. But it's tradition on our show to get all these different perspectives of unity consciousness and what this unified field represents. So I've got to start us off with my traditional question. Wendy Foxworth, what does all things connected mean to you?
All things connected. Well, it's the knowing that there is no separation. I think we've built a world where that has been the common experience so far as a human race, but we're learning and opening up to this greater field of knowing of this interconnected life, that there's no way that I can't do anything that doesn't impact others, and it doesn't send a sense out some kind of energy or information. Maya Angelou is one of my just loves of my life in terms of her writings, and one of the things that she did once was she talked about words, and it was on the Oprah show. Oprah and Maya were doing this bantering back and forth, and Oprah asked Maya, she said, "So Maya, I heard if people come to your home and they start to have words of separation such as racism or homophobia, any time of getting bridging people against one another, that you ask them to leave your home." And so she asked Maya, "Is that true that you do that?" And she says, "Absolutely, I do." And the reason is, she said, is that words are things and they stick. And so how we say what we say does an awful lot to impact our relationships. So this interconnection, for me, all things interconnected. And then this is what we're finding out as we open up into this unified field is, wow, look at how rich the connections are and how our lack of awareness about them have caused us to do things that we really don't desire. And but we really realize them, like in my work that I do with people all the time, and they see, wow, oh, this is why my relationship either is blessing me or not, and moving forward is the reason why. I think this interconnectedness is the genius of the unified field coming through all of us now in so many different ways, not just the we way, but many, many different ways. So that's really what it means to me.
Mm. Thank you for that. You know, there's a lot of stuff just right there to dig in with us. And I love that story of Maya Angelou, because this past weekend, I've been at the lake for a couple of weeks, but I hosted 31 people in a very small cabin and 8 dogs. I have to always say the 8 dogs because that's a lot of dogs as well as 31 people. And so I got to think about you and this show all weekend, and I wish I would have like went through the WeWay book and your suggestions and the agreements, but I did put out, I have to tell you this, I created a document which had, you know, here's how we're going to do food, here's how the days are going to go, here's what to bring, all of that stuff. And then my agreements were called the Guidelines for Ease and Joy. And the fun thing about my 31 people that were guests, and we had 6 additional guests on the 4th of July, so we had 37 in this small space, is it's the second year for me developing these guidelines for ease and joy. And even the young ones are starting to talk about Julie's guidelines for ease and joy. And it really did kind of like ground them into that WeWay thinking. So we just have a few minutes before our first break, but let's talk about what is the MeWay versus the WeWay. Let's just start there.
Okay. What the WeWay and the MeWay are, they are relational interaction patterns. They're going on between us, and we're co-creating relation all the time. But it's a certain way of being in relationship with one another. And the impetus for being in an interaction is how we make decisions. So you'll see, if you read the book, you'll see that the MeWay has a certain decision-making style. And basically starts with someone making a decision without the input of others who will be affected by the decision. And because they have not taken the input of others, though they'll tell people what the decision is, they're pretty much imposing it on the other person. People usually comply, but they feel an inner resentment of sorts because they didn't have an opportunity, and a lot of people are unconscious of this, about why they're even in resentment, that they didn't have an opportunity to give their input to make a decision that worked for all the people in the relationship. And so that actually causes one that resentment to decrease in giving energy and attention to the relationship. Often the person who made the decision feels an imbalance, like they're putting more energy into the relationship than someone else, the other partner, because they're the one that made the decision. And because of that resentment building up, it increases the relational anxiety in the relationship. So we feel this, it's the heart of an us versus them world, this resentment. And what happens over time is if people continue that pattern of decision making and imposing on others, it's really kind of, we've heard it different ways in the business world, like top down or command and control. But this even happens in personal couples relationships that I work with. But underneath the me way is a particular understanding about differences between us as human beings, and that is that we deny and avoid them in the me way. We don't like differences. We want other people to be who we want them to be, and so again, if we're not recognizing someone else's difference, then they feel powerless, they get into the blame game, then we're back to creating again an unsafe environment, and why our relationships end so often, even 50% or more divorce all the time, and people have been divorced multiple times. So it happens at home, it happens in the workplace, people resign, people leave jobs. You have the high turnover rates in business and corporations. So that's the me way.
Yeah, you know what? That's a great place to break, so we can hear so much more about the we way after this next break. And I do want to say, you're going to have to correct me, because when I had my 31 people at the lake, I did some unilateral decision making. So everyone stay tuned so you can hear about my me way ways of this weekend, and then lots more good stuff with the we way. Thanks, Wendy. We're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, and we're here with Wendy Foxworth. Stay with us. We're going to be right back.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us a Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call. Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation, and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expanding to social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life, with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and today I have Wendy Foxworth with me. We're talking about the Me Way. Right before the break, we were talking about the Me Way, and you were explaining really what that is. It's like this unilateral thing. And, Wendy, I have to tell you, I need a little coaching for next year. After the event, when we were kind of cleaning up and being there, one of my sisters was there, and we were saying, okay, what would we improve? What would we do next year? I started asking everybody, what really worked for you this year? But with 31 people in a very small space, I had to make decisions about, well, simple things like what to bring. They needed information about that, where you're going to put your bags, how we're going to do the meals. But the meal part, the one thing that I noticed that really didn't work for me this year was a unilateral decision. I decided that we split up the cooking and the evening meals, which was really good. Breakfast was on your own. But I said, I'm going to buy all the lunch meat sandwich stuff and everybody just chip in for it because we don't have enough refrigerator space. So there were a lot of decisions like that that were really unilateral. And just reflecting on it, as I was preparing for the show, some of the things that I made decisions on weren't the things that felt like they flowed with ease and joy for me personally, even though I was making the decisions because I was making them for everybody and not everybody wanted to probably do it the way I wanted to do it. So what's the we way, and how do we transition our way of doing things in the world so we can really anchor in this new way of being?
Well, what I always suggest, the basics of the Wee Way are, again, the knowledge that everything any one of us does affects other people, like you and making arrangements for the weekend and how to bring food and things. It impacts all those 31 people. And the results you achieve in the weekend are always happening through the interactions between you and all those other people. So if that's true, that everything happens to relationship, honoring the relationship might mean in the future is, getting everybody's opinion. Like, we're going to the lake, and what would you like to see happen in our time at the lake? And have everybody, just an open-ended question. So everyone just tells you what they really think and feel about that. In the We Way, we actually use a collective wisdom decision-making process. So we really work with understanding that when we collect the wisdom, what will come through is what the shared agreement is through any group of people. And so we would then say, well, everybody wants hot dogs and hamburgers. That came up multiple times. So then we would say, well, it seems clear that that looks like the best direction to go. So that's the technical aspects now of this decision that you had, obviously, right? Shopping had to be done, cooking had to be done, sharing the workload and so forth. We would call those in the decision-making process of WeWay as technical things. Like, in other words, you know how to go shopping. Like, once the decision gets made, you can go shopping and get the food. That's not about, you know, it's a matter of just who's going to do that. So that doesn't take a lot of thought. You don't have to get anybody's input. Where do you want to go shopping? You just go shopping. But making the big decisions, the things that really matter, so that, like, I know with my family and family reunions that we've had, you know, it's like, what kinds of things would we like to do? And I think when people, I noticed, I don't know if you noticed this, but when we make a unilateral decision, my mom used to do this a lot, and she'd make a decision about how we're going to do things, and then everybody go, what? You know, like, that doesn't work for me. I can't, you know, wait a minute. If you do that, it's going to cause this and this and this. And so really what the Wee Way is let's discuss these things before the event happens rather than in the aftermath. because often we create conflict and that creates that separation in relationship if we do it in a unilateral style. But the gifts of the Wee Way, I think, are once we include people in our decision making, then they are more likely to positively cooperate with us. And I've done this with large groups. So it's an amazing thing that happens. Most people don't want to have it their way, but they want how something's going to happen that's going to affect them to be known so that it can be taken into consideration in making the decision. And then that way, the people have respect for whoever makes the decision. You included me, and I had a say in that. And so that then increases the amount of energy and attention they give to the relationship. It's more balanced. You're not having to do all the work, which sounds like you did a lot of work this last weekend. because of your unilateralism. And it actually, the Wee Way increases trust. It's like, wow, Aunt Julie or, you know, Sister Julie, she really, wow, she included us. And so now we're in more trust with you. We're not in anxiousness with you. And so we want to get closer and stay with you because you allowed us in the Wee Way to share our differences and valued them. And so then I can feel more confident in being in relationship with you on the weekend, that things will go well, that we'll get through whatever, you know, needs to happen. And everybody will share responsibility then for making the event a success. So it creates trust and it creates a lot of cooperative action in my experience when people do this work.
You know, that one of the things that happened during our weekend was that part of those guidelines for ease and joy was the self-organizing, self-entertaining, you're responsible for yourself. So those pieces went really well when people were taking responsibility for themselves, their happiness, their own peace, their joy. And then we did do some collective pieces that were just a blast. We had a baby shower while we were together. We have what we call our Lake Olympics, where we're having all of these different activities and events that everyone's working together on. And then we sat around and said, what would we do different? And so we kind of used that collective wisdom decision making for next year. And I think that this is a good way. So like, for example, Wendy, for me now, I know what didn't work for me, and I know the unilateral pieces that I made decisions. So would it be a good thing? Here's what I'm thinking listening to you. Maybe I could put out right now what didn't really work for me and why, and start getting everybody's input into how to create it for next year right now. And look at the little things, like, and ask them what didn't work for you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, that is perfect, Julie, because one of the only ways you can, even when you've been in a Me Way and you want to switch to a Wee Way, is the owning of your own Me Way sometimes is the first thing. And it doesn't have to be, okay, I was Me Way. They don't have to know the model, but you can do like you just said. You can say, wow, I noticed that in the weekend this was not comfortable for me. And, I'm thinking I've got some things I'd like to see improve for next year. How about you guys, you know? What did you like? What didn't you like? In fact, those are kind of common questions in Wee Way, is in evaluative processes where you ask, what did you like most? What did you like the least? And what could we do to improve the experience? So again, we're moving into possibility. We're not going back to denigrate what happened, or to get into tit for tat. And that's what a lot of people do in the Me Way. You know, we get into the blame game. Well, we don't do that in the Wee Way. That's not even allowed in the Wee Way, because we get it. We're co-creating everything. So I'm a part of what happened, whether I liked it or not. I if it's going to change to make it better, I've got to be a part of that and participate in that. So what you're talking about is inviting them to participate in the co-creation of next year's event by doing that. And so often I find, Julie, that, you know, sometimes I think in this kind of, there's a tendency to, well, I can't say what I don't like, because if I do, somehow I'm being a downer or I'm not being positive. But to tell you the truth, a lot of times people's joy or capability to be more positive is greater when they're able to say the don't likes, because that helps them find what they do like. I don't know if you found that true, but it's like it's a lot of people, they haven't learned to articulate. This is what I've found in my coaching work with people, is they haven't learned how to articulate their wants and their needs. And so we help them by asking these questions. So then you can meet their needs, right? You can line up with them and you can go, oh, great, we can make an even better event next year by including these things.
Yeah, you know, that's really, really helpful. And the things that didn't work for me were just my own little things. We really didn't have tit for tat. We didn't have, I mean, everybody had a blast, except for I think it was me looking at the amount of work and my structures that I wanted them to be a little different than they were, and they didn't end up the way I wanted them. So this is really good information. And now, you know, before we take a break here, I want to introduce something and take 10 steps backwards, because
sure.
I think that one of the things that you teach is the agreements, that you really sit down before this relationship even occurs and really have a conversation about what are those expectations and the values and how does it work and what are we going to do when it doesn't work and what have you. So let's take a quick break. And when we come back, let's really get into what are these agreements and how do agreements work when a marriage, a family, an organization, and you know what? I've even watched you in action. I think governments could pick up on and what have you. That's saying a lot. I want to scale this really big, but we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Wendy Foxworth on these We Way agreements and much more. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and I am Dr. Julie Kroll right here on Transformation Talk Radio. I have with me Wendy Foxworth. We've been talking about the We Way, and Wendy wrote the book Co-Creating Good Healthy Relationships. And, Wendy, you're also at the Center for Consciousness Education. So before we go back to our conversation, I want to make sure our listeners know how to find you.
Okay. Yeah, there's several ways. About the We Way in particular, you can get me at Wendy at the We Way, the theweway.com. And my site's up there, so you can contact me through the website. Also, you can contact me at Wendy at Center for Consciousness Education.com. Also, the Center for Consciousness Education, all of our programming, our consciousness raising classes are on meetup.com. So you can go to meetup.com and go to the Center for Consciousness Education / Albuquerque, New Mexico, and you can get to our meetup site to see what you can register for. And one of the exciting things is that we've been doing all of our classes locally, and August 11th we start our consciousness classes, bringing them live to a global audience. So we're actually going to be offering these consciousness classes worldwide, which I'm really excited about. So the consciousness, the first class that we do is kind of a basic consciousness 101 class. It's called What Does Consciousness Have to Do with Your Life? And of course our answer is everything. And so we invite people to that class. It's an 8-week class, starts on August 11th, and it's 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Mountain Time. People can get their own times from that. But I would love to have people, you know, join us, because you were talking before the break about us doing this thing about the agreements. And what I would like to say is the Center for Consciousness Education is the longest living, that I know of, group that took the We Way methodology seriously and actually used it as its formation as an institute, educational organization. And it actually took 9 months for us to co-create our agreement to begin the center. So what you were asking about, how does this happen? You know, we have to take the time to collect the wisdom. First of all, teaching collective wisdom, decision making is a huge part, very different for people. Most people are used to voting, right? The majority rules, or one person in the relationship, in the marriage, rules at home. You might rule at work, but when you come home, you submit to the other person who rules you. But there's no ruler in a We Way, so we co-create everything. So the way I like to say this is that literally we're asking couples, communities, organizations to consider choosing new ways to dance with each other. Because the We Way is a dance. It's an interaction pattern. And so for us to re-pattern, because most of us, our default system is the Me Way. It's what we've been raised with, especially in the Western world here in the United States. You know, someone knows better than someone else. We have a lot of rankism. Some people's ideas are better than others, or only the experts are right. And actually what we know now is we are smarter than me anytime. 60% of the time the experts will be wrong, or 40% of the time, excuse me, experts will even be wrong in their areas of expertise, but you can ask a general crowd of human beings who, not by qualification, like we didn't sit down and decide, well, do they have the right degree or education to make this decision, but you can get their input, and they will actually give you the better decision than will the experts. So it's pretty phenomenal. So when we make the shift, it's always value based. So if we're going to shift to a We Way, couples, groups have to discern what is our shared core values. Now, I have a process, an assessment process that I can use to help people figure that out if they need assistance with that. At the same time, it's really as much as having people talk about what they really love, what they really want to have happen in the relationship or the group, but not dialoguing. This is an interesting thing that we don't dialogue, because the minute I dialogue with you, Julie, about what you say you like, then I think I'm supposed to agree with you. In the old way, I go, oh, I better agree with Julie because she's my friend. If I don't agree with her, or if I say what I really feel, then Julie's going to feel you know, separate from me. And I'm just projecting that out. You may not feel that way at all, but that's what we do in the MUA. So if we can have an environment where no one influences each other, so we don't debate things at the center, for instance, we don't discuss them. We literally download the information from every person. They write it on a piece of paper. We actually do a lot using the right brain activity. And we did this recently at the Co-Creators Convention conference where we asked the group about forming the logo. And everybody drew their pictures of what the logo could look like. And then we took the collective wisdom from that. And now graphic artists are working on designing according to the collective wisdom. And these are the kind of the skills that have to be learned to do this. And one has to learn in the WeWay to yield. Once you've given your input, we have to yield to the collective and the we of the relationship or the we of the company and allow ourselves to just flow with that. Now, energetically, and I think there's probably a lot of listeners on this show understanding the unified field and how does that work in and through the WeWay. Well, it understands and knows the reality in the unified field that everything that comes into manifestation is a manifest through multiplicity. So there's a multiplicity of eyes. Like the co-creators convergence happened. Started with maybe two people with an idea, but then it bloomed out, right, to how many, and then it became an actual physical form of a workshop. Then people came as the stewards to come to, that you and I were part of, Julie, to form that event. And then at the event, we even got more information on which to base future times with each other to even make it more. But it came through a we all the time. So realizing that, and that nothing, that's a huge realization. But once you do, one of the things about you get to core values, then we sit down and we talk about now how do we, you and I, ensure that those values will be the outcome of our relationship. So that causes us then to look at our behavior. A lot of people, for instance, when couples come to me, when they say, what do they want? It's common for people to say love. But the truth is, there's a lot of different definitions of love. And so we ask people to get more explicit with that. So for instance, Julie, if I said to you, so Julie, if Wendy was to love you, what are some things I could do that say love to you?
So if you were really asking me, I could say all kinds of different things. Like I would feel loved if you would sit and listen to me, or if you would do nice things for me, or if you would want to just spend time with me, or I could say a lot of different things.
Sure. Exactly, yeah. Because love is a mix for all of us, and what it means to us, there's some real particular things that we need, literally, to feel fulfilled in a relationship. And what we say in the WeWay is that why a WeWay relationship works is because there's a 100% understanding that everyone's needs will be met in this relationship, and that it's the committed dedication of all parties in the relationship to meet the needs of the whole, which means every person within it, which means we have to know each other. We have to really know each other.
Yeah, I think that right there is a really critical piece of my understanding of the WeWay is it's what is good for the whole. You're always considering what's good for the whole, and that's different. So we just have another minute before break again, darn it, and we haven't talked about the agreements, but the we is smarter than the me. The we is smarter than the me. What is different than just voting? Why is this different, Wendy?
Okay. Well, voting leaves people out, often the minority voice. We say actually what we prevent by doing things in a collective wisdom way is that we avoid the tyranny of the majority. If you'll notice, most voting systems, it's very slow to change governments, organizations where it's based on the 51 plus majority. It's also very easy to manipulate the 51 to build the 51%, right? Get the voters to the polls. Just mm-hmm. get them there to vote the way I tell them to vote. It doesn't mean we're getting the actual individual wisdom of all those people. You know, we're not getting, like, our voting system in the United States as democracy doesn't really get to the people's wisdom. And the We Way would say, if we could, you know, if we could create a program to have everybody give us their input on different subjects, and then we did things based on collective wisdom, what we know is that we'd have a better world automatically because we already know. We know, but we know, not me. I don't know by myself, but we, if we can get all of us together, and the greater the diversity, the better, and the greater number, the better, the more true our results will be in terms of what's coming through the collective. So the difference is it includes everybody. It says everybody's wisdom is important. It doesn't matter what role. You can be the janitor in a corporation, and you can be the executive, and you're both included. In your opinions, it levels all of those differentiations that we said make us separate from one another.
Okay, you know what? That is like, just there, it gives you so much hope. It gives me hope anyway. Of just, there are new structures coming in, and this piece is an important piece. I want to talk about it a little bit more, and then I have a couple more important questions right after the break that everyone's going to want to tune in for. So we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, and we are here with Wendy Foxwork talking about the We Way. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the ascended master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expanding to social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Hi, this is Greg Braden. The best minds of our time tell us that our world is changing in ways that we've never seen. It's happening on a scale that we're not used to, and for most of us, it's all faster than we've been prepared to accept. In my new book, The Turning Point, Creating Resilience in a Time of Extremes, I invite you to join me as together we discover the roots of the change that's transforming our lives. There is a time when every crisis can become transformation. That time is called The Turning Point. In our world, that time is right now.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
We're back, and you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. This is Dr. Julie Kroll. We've been talking with Wendy Foxworth about the WE Way and co-creating healthy relationships. I want to remind you all, you can find Wendy at www.theweway.com. theweway.com, also at the Center for Consciousness Education.com. So look her up, look at the programs that are upcoming. It's really exciting that we're taking some of these things globally. And please visit our website at thedrjulieshow.com for upcoming shows, and you can find all the archives there anytime. And stay connected all week on our Facebook page, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie. So as we continue, Wendy, one of the things that I really, I think is a powerful phrase that you've used is allow the whole to lead us forward. Allow the whole to lead us forward. And that is the WE Way piece. So as we're looking at relationships, marriage, family, organizations, workplaces, and even governments, and what is the collective good? What is good for the whole? We allow the whole to lead us forward. So part of that is creating these agreements that come from values. Do you want to just give us a brief synopsis of what are the key components of the agreements? What do agreements look like?
Sure. First of all, if you want to, I put templates of different kinds of agreements in the book. So if you could get the book, Co-Creating Good Healthy Relationships, as far as I know on Amazon, I'm the only Wendy Foxworth up there. You can pick up the book, but in the back it gives you examples. In fact, a lot of people I work with take these as templates and then they use them to say, well, does that work for us or not, and change them. But there are some key components, no matter if it's an organization or a relationship. The first thing is that we cover in the agreement is how we will make decisions. So we actually define that. For instance, in my partnership relationship, and is what decision will best allow us to stay in relational harmony is one of our questions that help us make decisions. And have I received the input of everyone who will be affected by the decision and adjusted my decision so it takes into account the collective wisdom? So there's things I ask myself to make decisions. The next thing is how do we use our resources? This is a huge place of often a lot of conflict in the world, but how do we use our combined resources to support each other in this relationship, or all of us as employees in a corporation? And then how do we stay current about our thoughts and feelings in our relational interactions? A lot of split ups happens because people's stuff, isn't working over time, and then it just, we do so many rounds of the MeWay and we separate. But it's important in an agreement to talk about how we talk about both the negative and the positive in our relationship, and understand that both of them give us information so that it'll help us make the best possible decisions. So we understand that. The next portion would be is how do we agree to be in relationship with other people? I think we talk about in couples all the time, how are we going to spend time with my partner Paula and I. It's amazing. We spend time with her family, and they have a lot of events. And so we had to talk about that. Like, Wendy only has to go to 50% of the family events because they have so many. I'm an introvert. She's an extrovert. And so we worked that out in our agreement. That's what we will do with that. But we also have things that we do together and move out and agree to do on purpose in our relationship, whether that's, basketball games or something. But we actually know how we agree to be with other people and how we invite people. Who do we invite for dinner when we have dinner at home? What couple or what group of people is going to really make it a wonderful event for all of us? The next one is a big one, is how do we deal with conflict? One of the best definitions of conflict is by a gentleman named Gil Rendell, that conflict is the presence of two or more ideas in the same place at the same time. That's all conflict really is. It's people's differences and different perspectives on an issue, which you need, right, to collect the wisdom. So we talk about in that how we will honor and respect each person, like not interrupting them when ideas are shared, accepting people at face value and not debating the validity of their ideas. That's another thing we do all the time, right? To be right is we debate the validity of what someone else says. We accept it in the we way. Oh, well, that's interesting. Gives us some more information. And we talk about, well, when we can't come into a decision or we're having a hard time doing that, it also states what we will do. And in our agreement, it basically says we will go out and get outside guidance if we need a help to create a solution that will work for all of us. And one of the most important things in how in dealing with conflict is for us is to never, ever leave the room or go to bed angry without having reached an agreement about how our next step will take place in terms of solving whatever issue we're doing. Because a lot of people's abandonment fears and things come up if we don't have a way we know we'll get back together. And we talk, and then next is when things do not go as planned or as we want them to, which, right, I don't know what plan I've had that has gone according to my plan. There's what I plan and then there's what happens. And so it's like, How do we do that? That's going to happen to us. And then we reassess our agreement. We put in there, actually, when will we actually look at this agreement and how will we revise it when necessary? Because it's a living document. It's not that you write this down once and it stays in stone. Because most people know the experience probably of their relationship where they woke up 3 years after they got married and go, who is this person sleeping next to me in this bed? It's, do I really know this person? And what the agreement does going through this process helps you really know each other and love each other to the depths of who each person really is, to make sure that their expectations get met in relationship. Because in my experience, relationships only end when expectations don't get met. And the sad thing about MeWay relationships is often we haven't even really shared them, but we're still expecting people to read our thoughts or our minds without us telling people what we need and want. So it helps put that in right out on the table for a couple or for a work group that, wow, this is how we're going to do it. I just did this yesterday with the communications team leader at the center. It's a new team lead. So what we do is we have our relational action agreement at the center that we all agree to abide by. But then each relationship that we have, because I have to interact with the communications team a lot, then I had to meet with our communications team lead and talk about what are some unique things between you and I. Like, I, the one thing I really like to ask people is like, well, what could I do that would really upset you? You know, because a lot of us have idiosyncrasies, you know, there's things that bug us. And it's like, if I know those up front, I can be gracious and I can not do those things, you know, that I might not have even known would have created separation had she not told me those things.
Yeah.
And I
Mindy,
got
what,
yeah, go
well,
ahead.
I was just going to say what I love about what you're sharing is that it's so scalable from a couple in a committed relationship up to a huge organization and workplace. So there's so much wisdom here, and there's way too much to talk about in our short little time. And we're out of time. Wendy, I really appreciate having you here talking about the we way. Thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you, Julie. I appreciate it.
Oh, you bet. And I just want to remind our listeners they can find Wendy at thewewe.com or centerforconsciousnesseducation.com. And thank you so much for tuning in with us today. We have another great show planned for next week. So come on back and remember, make connection your intention and live into your wholeness. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.